We're CHAMQ, and we're talking with Canadian country artist Kristen Clark. So welcome, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi. Now, you are based in Ontario. Which part of Ontario are you based in, Kristen?
Just north of Peterborough.
Okay, good. You're a country singer. How old are you, Kristen?
I just turned 13 in September.
Wow, because I was reading all the things that you've done, and it's amazing for a 13-year-old. You must have a very busy schedule.
Kind of.
Okay, good. Now, when you were four, you watched a concert on TV with Britney Spears, and that made you, that was a change in your life. You wanted to become a performer, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that. Do you come from a musical family, Kristen?
Well, my mom and dad both play. Like, my mom can play a bit of guitar, and my dad mm-hmm. can play a little bit of bass, but okay. most of the people on my mom's side of the family can play something, whether it's like the banjo or the guitar or the fiddle or something.
Okay.
And my dad's dad used to play trumpet, so.
Okay, good. So you kind of grew up with music in your blood then?
Yeah.
You grew up with country music, was it? Or?
Yeah, it's all I've listened to, like, all my life.
Okay. Now, you started step dancing, doing different jamborees and fairs when you were only 4 years old. So your parents obviously instilled in you this type of love for music and performing? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've had a very interesting time from 2004 to 2006, and you've done a lot of bookings, competitions, performances, interviews, benefits, etc. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Wow, that was a while ago. I guess I was doing a lot of shows. I think in 2004, this was like the biggest show I think I've done, which was the Festival of Lights in Peterborough, which is a pretty big show with about 5,000 to 10,000 people, and it was really fun. I was doing shows almost every weekend. It was awesome, but also, during that time, I had stopped step dancing to begin playing guitar.
Okay, so you just began in 2004 then?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, you haven't been playing guitar for too long, so that's, are you self-taught or do you have a teacher?
I have had two teachers, I think.
Okay. Now, in 2007, I believe you were invited to Music City, USA, Nashville, during the CMA Fest, so tell us about that.
Well, that was awesome. my first time going was in 2007, and mm-hmm. I did a few shows around and got to meet a whole bunch of people, and it was amazing. And then I went back again in 2008, where I did quite a few shows and didn't get to go around as much and meet people because I was busy doing stuff all the time and mm-hmm. meeting with people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, very exciting times then, I guess, Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
You've done quite a few different CDs, especially when we look at your age, being just turning 13. Now, you did New Beginnings. That was some cover tunes. That was your first CD?
Yep, that was when I was 6, I think.
Wow. Okay, 6 years old. And after that, you did Kisses to You. It had 3 songs on it. And this one you co-wrote with your parents?
Yep. All the songs were originals. Mm-hmm. And I think that was when I was 8.
Wow. Okay. And then you also did a song on a compilation for The United Way? And in June 2006, you did your third CD, Grand Old Classics, 10 Songs of Country Classics?
Yep, that was because I was doing a whole bunch of shows and jamborees where people really liked the old country songs.
Okay, your latest couple of singles is Down the Winding Road and I'm Missing You. And right now we're playing your Christmas song for the Magic of Christmas.
Yep.
Good. How did you start exactly writing your own songs, other than the ones that you wrote with your parents?
Well, I'm not sure how old I was when I wrote my first good song, but I have a folder with a bunch of songwriting ideas, mm-hmm. and when I look through that, I have part songs mm-hmm. that were so old, and I was so young that, like, mm-hmm. the S's were backwards and like the stuff doesn't even make sense, but I was so young and I was trying to write songs that,
Okay.
yeah.
Wow. So you have inspiration all the time, then you're probably always jotting down something in a notebook for a song, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now you spend a lot of time with your music and you obviously just love it. How do you get time for school and other things?
Well, you just do.
You just do, yeah.
School, I go to school every day, of course, and sometimes I don't have enough time to do school and music, so I sometimes have to get extensions and stuff on school stuff, but I think usually it just ends up making me stay up late
Okay.
trying to get everything done.
So it works for you then. You don't feel too stressed over it then.
Sometimes it can be pretty hard, but
But this is something you definitely want to do
yes.
in the following years.
Yep.
Okay, so you want to be I read that you want to be something somebody that people talk about. Good. Okay. Now you have a website, Kristen. Would you like to give us the address for the website?
Well, my website is www.kristenclark.ca, but it's not quite as good as my MySpace,
Okay.
which is what I would prefer people see me as,
Okay.
which is www.myspace.com/KristenClarkMusic.
Okay, that's great. Are you on Facebook too, Kristen?
No, I don't have a Facebook.
Okay. Anything else that you want to mention, Kristen, about yourself and your music?
I have done some pretty big things, if you ask me, and one of them that I would like to say is I went to do a showcase in Toronto, and it was for OCMA, which is the Ontario Country Music Association, and CMT showed up, so I got to do an interview with Casey Clark on the Chevy Cross Canada Countdown.
Wow, that must have been pretty exciting.
I was shaking. I was so, it was amazing.
But I suppose the more interviews and the more shows you do, the more confidence you have.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, that's just great. And we certainly wish you all the best in the future, Kristen.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Next up is Canadian country artist Kristen Clark, and the song is called For the Magic of Christmas.
Your heart was as cold as Christmas tinsel. Your eyes were as bright as any star. So it's no surprise that you're the kind of guy who loved the children. Any time of year was very special. To give a child a wink, a hug, a smile. But Christmas was your time, your special time to shine for all the boys and girls. 'Cause you had a wish that no child would miss, the magic of Christmas. You gave it the stars, made it pour out their hearts for Christmas. But then God called you home, leaving up their toys. A visit from their friend, a jolly Santa till the end. You brought them Christmas joy. Your star's still shining bright every December. Your children get a gift on Christmas morn. 'Cause we will not forget your wish and we won't let it ever die. 'Cause you had a wish that no child would miss, the magic of Christmas.